朋友们好，
Hi, friends,
弟兄姊妹们平安。
and peace, brothers and sisters.
一个小小的请求是，请你在线的弟兄姊妹是不是可以把你们的摄像头打开？
Those brothers and sisters online, would you please turn on your cameras?
我们今天我们的主题是，讲自由。
So today our topic talks about freedom.
那什么是自由？
So what is freedom?
我想我们都有一个朴素的认识，就是想干什么就干什么。
Usually we thought that it's to do whatever we like to do.
那如果要从，就说从学术一点呢，给它下一个定义的话，那这可能是一个哲学问题。
But if we would like to give a definition theoretically, and it might be philosophical.
那我不太懂哲学，我去找了找，有很多种讲法，不太明白。那我选了一种稍微我能够明白或者我也认可一点的。
I don't understand philosophy, therefore I try to find something, and now I find something that I kind of understand and accept.
那这个他说他说首先这个我们中文说自由两个字，自就是自我意识。
So first of all, in Chinese, the word liberty, freedom, the first word is self-consciousness.
这就是说这是人区别于动物之处。
So that's the difference between men and animals.
和有意识的生命活动就是自由自觉的活动。
So this is the free conscious activity.
这就不是单纯的欲望了。
And it's no longer simple desire.
这句话是谁说的呢？
So who said this?
这是马克思说的。
This is what mentioned by Marxism.
那相反对于欲望来说，人的自由是一种克制。
So on the other hand, according to desire, one's freedom is a restraint.
我们经常以为对欲望不加克制，想干什么就是什么，那就是自由。
Usually we thought that towards desire, we do whatever we want. That is called freedom, liberty.
那其实，自由在人这里一开始就是对欲望的克制。
But actually, freedom towards man, since the beginning, is actually the restraint of the desire.
那所以，如果是拿我的话来总结的话，自由的确就是随心所欲。
So my own conclusion is that to have liberty is truly do what our heart desires.
这个心就我们说的这个心心包括人的心思意念、我们的意志等等而且我们看的中文字这些字里面，其实都跟那个心字有关，都是一个心字底的。
So in Chinese, when it talks about our heart or even our mind, it's all in Chinese character, it has the heart as the base.
那这个就是人与人区别于动物的地方。那这个心不是指我们的心脏。
So that's the difference between men and animals, and this heart does not point toward the physical heart.
而且这个心的对就是说，要有个正常的心，能够有正常的欲望。
So we should have the heart has to be right and therefore has the normal desire.
那我们常常把那些极端的、不正常的欲望称之为什么？称之为兽欲。
So usually we call those extreme desire that's abnormal, we call the nature of the beast.
那所表现出来的，我们会用一个词来形容，叫做兽性大发。
So the expression is the nature, the fully expressed of the beast nature.
那如果说我想给它做一个简单的定义，大家会这么说：自由就是不受限制的，能够去做对的事情。
So my simple definition is that to have liberty is not being limited, but able to not being bounded to do the right things.
也就像我们弟兄刚刚分享的，就说我们也有那个能力，能够不受那个捆绑，可以拒绝那我们不该做的事情。
So just like our brother shared that we have the ability and not being restrained and able to reject those things.
那当然就是每个人所想的，他所认为的这个什么是对的不太一样，尤其是人都有私心。
And of course, what is right is different based on each individual, especially each one of us are selfish.
那就人是自私嘛，所以他出于自私的做法经常就会发生冲突。
So out of selfishness, then all those things we do might create conflicts.
后来就出现了这个法律，这个法律既限制了自由，它又保护自由，对不对？
And therefore, that's why the law is there to restrain at the same time protects one's liberty.
我想这个大家都明白啊。
So I think everyone understands this.
那自由哈，按照性质来分哈，可以分成三类。这个也是我找来的，不是我的分法。
So I also did some research and find there are three different types of freedom.
对，第一种这个自由哈，叫做自然的自由。
So the first type, natural freedom.
对，这就是我们所说的我们行动上的自由。
So that's the freedom of movement.
那第二种类型叫做智力上的自由，就包括言论的自由啊，思想自由等等。
So the second type, freedom of intelligence, which includes the freedom of speech and thought.
第三个类别的自由叫做道德的自由。
And the third,
这个自由就指着，这个自由就指着人运用自己的自由的意志来决定要做什么。
And the third type is the moral freedom, which is one uses our own free will to decide what we would like to do.
在这个类别的自由里面，最高的就是敬拜的自由。
So in this type of freedom, the highest level is the freedom of worship.
其实人都有这个敬拜的天性。
Men all have the nature to worship.
所以你看这个世界上有各种各样的宗教，他们敬拜各种各样的神，虽然他们不知道他们敬拜的是什么，但人好像有这种欲望，就想要拜个什么。
You see that there are all different kinds of religion in the world, and each one worships their own gods, even though they do not know who they worship, but they just would like to worship something.
今天我们在这边分享的就是我们所敬拜的这位神，他是那个就是万物万有的创造者。
So today we would like to share with you the God who we worship is the creator of all things. He is the true God.
那我们刚讲的这个三类的自由其实是有个递进的关系的。
So actually the three types of freedom we mentioned, they have a progression.
对，为了追求更高层次的自由，很多人他愿意放弃，比如说这个自然的自由，行动的自由。
So in order to pursue higher level of the freedom, many are willing to sacrifice lower level type of freedom, such as the freedom movement.
我们现在还在这个疫情当中啊，我们知道现在中国大陆对这个疫情的控制非常严格。
Now we are still in the midst of the pandemic. We know that in China, it has very strictly restrictions to control the pandemic.
对。这个叫做零容忍，所以一旦有一点点的这个危险的发生，就整个就是要 shut down， 要做这个隔离。
That's zero tolerance. So therefore, as long as there's little risk, then everything shuts down and under quarantine.
那看我们在这边这个环境呢，就好像又相反。即使在去年疫情最严重的时候，政府说要有大家都要戴口罩，要居家隔离，但是这个政策并不能够很严格的执行。
So if we look at our side, it's the opposite. Even during the most serious time of the COVID, that even that the government says we have to wear masks or a quarantine, but still cannot be strictly enforced.
因为这边很多人在想，这是我的自由，对吧？所以他们就会看到，如果看到中国那边政策的话，他们就会指责说，你看你们侵犯了人权，难道没有自由？
Because many here say that that's our freedom. Therefore, when they see what's being done in China, they say that you have violated human rights.
那那边人又怎么看这边的人呢？
So how do those on the other side see us?
他们说你们不尊重生命权，没有生命你还谈什么自由？
So the other side says that here in the United States, we do not respect the right to life. If we don't even have life, how can we talk about freedom?
那我们想想，如果我们这个自由的定义只是简单的这个行政上的自由，那的确是你都没有生命了，还谈什么自由呢？
So if our definition of freedom is only the freedom of movement, then of course, without life, how can we talk about freedom?
那我们刚刚讲到，其实自由还有更高层次的自由，而历史上的的确确有很多的仁人志士啊，他们为了追求更高层次的自由，他甚至不惜牲自己的生命。
But as we mentioned that it's true that there are even higher levels of freedom, so there were many people in the history who are with ideals. In order to seek higher freedom, they were able to sacrifice their lives.
那所以就让我们来看看历史。So
let's see the history.
我们就看美国，我们今天所处的美国。Let's
look at United States where we are in now.
美国是一个伟大的国家，至少它曾经伟大。
United States is a great country, at least it used to be great.
那这个国家的标签是什么？当然，看到美国的时候，看到那个美国的标签是什么？So
what's the label of this country?
或者说我们在座的有好多，大部分都是移民。那当人问我们说，我们为什么要移民到这的时候，我们的回答是什么？And
as many of us here are immigrants, so when people ask us why do we have to immigrate here, then what do we answer?
常常说美国有民主和自由。Usually
we say that United States has the democracy and freedom.
那而且其实这个民主通常都体现在这个法治上，我们也可以说是在这个法治国家，对吧？追求自由与法治。So
the democracy is being expressed in its law. So therefore, it's this country seeks after freedom.
那讲到这个美国的自由这个根基，我们再讲到。
So talking about the freedom of America, let's talk about the history of America.
那么，当想到美国历史的时候，我看大部分人都会想到那个著名的五月花号。Usually
we are being reminded of the famous Mayflower.
那当时的情况是什么样子？因为那这个那个时候，当时哈，在那个是在英国。So
back then in England.
那英国是。 他们那个时候有国家教会，所有一出生的人都属于这个国家教会。一到星期天，每个人都要去教堂做礼拜。They
had the state church of England, so all those who were born in England belongs to the state church, and on Sundays, all of them had to go to worship in church.
但是并不是每个人都真正的那么的信仰敬拜这个上帝，他们只是星期天照着这个仪式去了。 回家了之后，自己该干什么就干什么去了。But
not actually everyone truly believe, this God, and they were just following the tradition that whatever they should do on Sunday, they just went.
在这个国家教会里面有一群人，他们说不，真正的敬拜不是这样子的。我们应该真正的认识这个上帝，要跟他发生关系，而且我们过着这个生活要遵照圣经，要过个圣洁的生活。
And there was a group of people in the state church of England say that it shall not be this way. We shall truly know this God and we shall live our holy life.
那这群人就叫做清教徒。So
their names were the Puritans.
对，那其中这里面又有一个分支，就是这些人认为说，我们应该离开这个国家教会，我们自己有个单独的那个聚会。
And there's a branch of them that they say that they should separate, from the State Church of England, and they should have the gathering on their own.
啊，这一群人就后来被称为天路客。
And later on, they were being called the pilgrims.
对，那他们其实并不是说要分裂国家，但是他们被打上这个标签叫分裂主义者，然后遭受到了迫害。
Actually, their original intention was never to divide the country. However, they were being labeled as the separatists, so therefore they were being persecuted.
那他们就想要找一个地方来安居。那那个时候，其实美国新大陆已经发现，而且已经有人移民到这个美洲大陆来。
So they would like to find a place to settle down, and back then, this continent of America was already being discovered, so some already moved here.
所以说这个其实这个五月花号并不是第一批来美国的，其实那个时候在弗吉尼亚州那个地方已经有了这个移民的定居点，殖民点了。
So actually, those group with the Mayflower were not the first ones who settled in the America. Back then, in Virginia, was already had a colonized state.
所以那个时候负责那个移民的那个叫做弗吉尼亚公司，虽然它是公司，但是其实他们有很多的官方背景，代表政府。
So back then, those who were responsible for the immigrants were the company of Virginia. So even though they were called a company, but they actually represent the government.
那这群这个天路客，他们找到了这个弗吉尼亚公司的人，跟他说：“来，我们订一个协议，你帮助我们。”移居到那个美洲大陆。
So these pilgrims, they try to find this company of Virginia, and they try to set up the contract with them that why don't you help us to immigrate into the continent of America?
那我们现在暂时没有钱，等我们到那儿定居下来，我们有能力能够有那个生产了，然后我们来还你的债。
So although right now we don't have money, but after we settle down, then we are able to work and then we'll pay the debts.
然后呢，我们也不会跟你们就是说同居，居住在你们的地界，我们想往北去，在北边找一个地方。
And also we will not settle together in your boundary territory, we will go to north.
然后他们定了一个地点，就是哈德逊河的出口处。就是现在的曼哈顿。
So they set the place which is the entrance of the Hudson River, which is Manhattan.
所以这个五月花号承载了102名乘客。
So Mayflower took 102 passengers and they sailed.
那这个102名旅客里面，即使只有一半是。天路客，还有另外一半是之外的别的人。
So half of the 102 passengers were the pilgrims, and the other half were others.
那他们在大海上漂流了66天。
They sailed on the sea for 66 days.
然后今天是一个很值得纪念的日子，因为在401年前的今天，他们到达了。那个就是在现在的波士顿南边一点的叫做普利茅斯那个地方。
So it was exactly 401 years ago today, this day, they have arrived Plymouth around Boston.
因为当时那个起了风，把他们的船往北吹，其实他们没有到这个曼哈顿，结果到了那个普利茅斯。
For the wind carried them, they did not arrive in Manhattan, but they arrived Plymouth.
他们的起行的出发那个点是英国的普利茅斯，所以他们就把他们到达这个地方也起名为普利茅斯。
So the location they sailed, where they originally sailed from, was Plymouth. So therefore, they also named the place they arrived Plymouth.
那他们这一群这个天路客。为了追求这个敬拜的自由，真正的是付上了生命的代价。
So the pilgrims, in order to truly pursue the freedom of worship, they have paid the price of their life.
因为一年之后，他们等到他们过第一个感恩节的时候。
So a year later, when they celebrate first Thanksgiving.
那么他们只剩下了52个人。
There were only 52 of them left.
那我们过几天我们是感恩节了哈，所以我们都知道这个感恩节是一直要追溯到400年前，就是这一批天路客到达了这个美洲大陆之后过的第一个感恩节。
So the Thanksgiving is around the corner, and so we know now while we celebrate Thanksgiving, we trace back to more than 400 years ago when the pilgrims first arrived the continent of America.
但那个时候感恩节还不在11月份，在9月份。
And back then the Thanksgiving was not in November, it was in September.
那这个仅存下来的52个人，感谢上帝，让他们度过了个严寒，然后让他们第一年就获得了丰收。
The 52 people who remained, they truly thank God that they went through the winter and they had harvest.
当他们也感谢帮助他们的印第安人。
And they also thank the Indians back then who helped them.
虽然他们只有52个人，结果他们请了90几个印第安人跟他们一起庆祝了，整整大吃大喝了3天。
Even though there were only 52 of them, but they invited more than 90 Indians to celebrate together for 3 days.
然后在此之后的一二十年间，就有大批的清教徒从英国，然后也移民到了这个，就是他们现在的那个马瑟诸塞州的那个地方。
So after that, within 10 or 20 years, there's another great number of Puritans immigrate to Massachusetts.
所以我们现在说美国是一个基督教立国的国家，一点都没有错。
So now it's true. We do say that America is the country established based on Christianity.
因为那一群清教徒呢，大概有1-2万人，他们为这个国家奠定了一个根基。
For the Puritans back then, 10,000 to 20,000, they have established the foundation for this country.
虽然是基督教立国国家，可是美国是第一个叫做那个政教分离的国家。
So even though this the country settled based on Christianity, however, America was the first country of the separation of church and state.
为什么呢？因为他们是经历过，他们觉得这个敬拜应该是真实的，而不是靠这个政府或者是国家来强制人要坐到礼拜堂里面去。
The reason is they truly have experienced this worship should be in truth. It should not be we force those people to sit in this gathering place.
我们今天啊是一个福音的聚会，我们邀请福音朋友来，但是我们同样也不是说哦，我们好像有点要强制你们以后都要来我们的礼拜堂，你们就强制你们要信主。
So it's true we have the gospel meeting today, but we are not to enforce you to you must come to believe the Lord or join us.
我们只是想把这位上帝介绍给你们，啊，让你们亲自去认识他，经历他，然后你是主动的说，我愿意。
We would like to introduce this God to you so you can truly experience him and also to know him, so you will very willingly to say, I'm willing.
那在他们这个抵达了这个美洲大陆还没有下船的时候，然后他们船上起了纷争。
So when they arrived America before they got off the ship, they had some conflicts.
因为五月花号还有一半的人，他们不是那个天路客。
For half of those on Mayflower, they were not pilgrims.
那他们说，我们原来是要在哈德逊河路口处那个登陆的，结果我们现在不在那个地方了，所以我们以前跟那个弗吉尼亚公司签的那个合约可以作废了，以后我们可以不用还他们债了。
They say that since our original contract was to land.At the exit of the Hudson River, and right now we do not land there, and therefore the contract should be abolished.
但是那个这些天路客说不不不，我们要承受我们的诺言。
But the pilgrims say that we should fulfill our vows.
所以他们后来起草了一个叫做《五月花号公约》这么一份文件。
So later they draft this Mayflower Compact.
那这份文件其实只有200个单词。
Actually, in this Mayflower Compact, there were about 200 English phrases.
但是却是北美啊，它第一份成为的社会成文的社会契约。
But it was actually the first social contract written in the North America.
那它这个契约里面哈，它首先它强调了说我们制定这个契约的目的。
So first, emphasize on the purpose of the contract.
第一是为了上帝的荣光。
So first, the glory of God.
第二是为了基督教的信仰。
And second, for the Christian faith.
第三是为了英王的尊严。
Third, the honor of the king.
其实你看，他们虽然受逼迫，他们遵照圣经上的教导，他们是尊重。尊敬在执政掌权的。
So even though they were being persecuted, but they obey the teaching of the Bible and they respect those in power and authority.
所以在这份文件的后半部分才说，那就是说，他说我们就在这份文件里，他没有制定那些具体的法律条文，他们只是在后半部分说，将来我们要制定各种各样的这个法律啦、条约啊等等，我们。承诺说我们一定要遵守。
Even though in this first part of the second part of contract did not set up very precise laws, but they do say that they will set up and execute all those just and fair laws and to keep them.
所以这就成了后来就好像成了美国的第一份法律文件。
So this became the first law paperwork for in the United States.
但是这是大家就是说是这些平民自发缔造的这么一个文件，不像是过去是好像是国王压下来的。
So it was the civilians very willingly set up those contracts and paperwork. So it was not being enforced by king back then.
啊，所以这个五月花号公约哈，就成了现在这个成了一个现代法治的一个基石。
So this Mayflower Compact become the cornerstone for the current law.
那下面我们要来那个看一看，在圣经上怎么样讲述自由与法治的这个关系。
So let's look at from the Bible. How does the Bible talk about freedom and law?
我们要看一段圣经哈，就在加拉太书第五章。从第一节开始。
Let's look at a Bible that is from Book of Galatians, chapter 5, start from verse 1.
他这样讲哈，他说，从第一节开始，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。
Mark my words, I Paul tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all.
我在指着凡受割礼的人，确实地说，他是欠着行全律法的债。
Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law.
你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
You who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace.
你们，我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
But by faith we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope.
原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
那为了朋友们可能不太熟悉这个圣经的缘故，这边稍微有几个词我要解释一下。
So let me explain some phrases.
那首先这个基督哈。
Christ.
那都知道我们这是个，我们都是基督徒，我们是信仰基督。
So we are all Christians and we believe unto Jesus.
啊，基督
Christ. Yeah, sorry, Christ.
那基督哈，基督是基督，其实是一个称号哈。
So Christ is name.
A title.
A title.
对，那因为翻译不。这是从不同语言翻译来的，从另外一个语言翻译过来的，那个还有个名字叫做弥赛亚。
So it's being translated from different languages. There's another name called Messiah.
那你们可能不是很熟悉，但是至少可能应该知道，亨德尔啊，他创作一个清唱剧叫做弥赛亚。
So you might not be familiar with it, but Handel's oratorio Messiah.
那大家那里面有一段非常著名，大家都会唱啊，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
So there's this part, it's the what our brother sings, a hallelujah, which is familiar to everyone.
那哈利路亚是什么意思
？So what does hallelujah mean?
就是赞美神的意思。
That's to praise God.
那我刚刚用了上帝，用神，其实呢，这是中文哈，对同一个词的不同翻译，上帝其实就是神。
So, in Chinese,
这个英文不太，英文不用翻译哈。那但是我们刚讲了基督和弥赛亚呢，那是中文从两个不同的语言里面翻译过来，其实也是指同一个意思。
So Christ and Messiah is being translated from two different languages. However, it has the same definition.
那他们都是指就是神，基督就是神。
Christ is God.
那后来还有讲哈，那个基督耶稣，那这个耶稣就是，这是人的名字，是这个神曾经到了我们的地上，为处女所生，成为人的样式。
So Christ Jesus, which is Jesus is someone's name, which is a God came upon the earth, being born by the Virgin.
Yeah. 那么他曾经就实实在在的人哈，在这地上生活了33年半。
He was a true man living upon the earth for 33.5 years.
最后他被人钉死在十字架上，为的是他背负了全人类所有的罪哈，被钉在了十字架上死了。
So he bare up the entire sins of mankind and being crucified on the cross and died.
但是这个死亡并不能够拘禁他，三天之后他又复活，然后升上了高天，回到他的宝座上。
But death could not bind him, and after 3 days he resurrected and went back to his throne.
那在他被钉十字架之前，他对他的门徒说：“我去了之后，我要差遣圣灵住在你们中间，住在你们里面。”
So, Before he was crucified on the cross, he told his disciples that after I went, I will send the Holy Spirit to be among you, to dwell among you.
所以就是这个圣灵其实也是神哈。
And the Holy Spirit is also God.
那这边还有一个讲到说，人，他说，你们这要靠律法称义的。什么叫做称义？
And here also mentioned that as you will be justified by law. What does it mean by justify?
那个对，那个我们刚刚怎么用的 justify， 然后还有另外一个单词哈，这个义哈叫做 righteousness.
And there's another word, righteousness.
对，那所以这个义哈，它那个词根是那个 right， 对的。
So this word has the word right.
那就是说，称义其实就是说做对的事，在神面前认为你是一个对的人。
So to be righteousness is to do the right things, and in God's sight, you are right.
那我们刚刚读的这段圣经就告诉我们说，人啊，如果要靠着行 律法是不能称义的，只有接受耶稣基督的救恩才能够称义。
And the Bible we read is that man cannot be justified by law, but only can be justified by accepting the salvation of Christ.
对，我们刚刚听我们的姊妹已经读了，她英文是那个 law， 我们中文叫做律法，其实跟法律是同一个词，都是 law。这个可能也不用翻。那你会说，为什么不能够靠成行律法称义，或者成行律法称义？我安分守己，我没有触犯任何的法律啊。
So you might say that why we are not able to be justified by law, that I'm not doing anything wrong, I do not break any law.
对啊，我没有犯法，那我就是在做对的事情。
So since I do not break the law, therefore I'm doing right things.
那我们要明白哈，这个我们所说的，我们所认为的这个律法，法律是地上的法律，跟神的法律是完全不同的。
So we have to understand the law we talk about is the law upon the earth, which is completely different from the law of God.
那我们来先来看看什么是地上的法律。
So let's see what's the law upon the earth.
最近哈，如果大家有可能应该很多人都知道哈、啊，有一个网红，现在叫成了网红，其实他是一个法律学家，他的名字叫罗翔。
So it might be many of you know there's a YouTuber whose last name is Luo, and he's actually expert of criminal law.
对，他是大学教授，他教什么？他教这个刑法。
He's the college professor, and he teaches criminal law.
对，那因为他这个讲的又风趣幽默，然后呢，这个人非常的正直。
And he's a very upright with integrity, and he's very humorous.
那所以很多人喜欢他，据说他的粉丝有上千万哈。
So he has a lot of fans.
那从一个法律人的角度，他来讲说，他说法律是对人最低的道德要求。
So he said that law is actually the lowest moral standard request toward man.
所以是，请大家记得，这是个最低的要求。
The lowest required standard.
所以我们大部分人，其实我们有谁去仔细研究过那个千千万万条那个法律的那些条规？没有，可是我们也没有触犯法律啊。
So actually, there's none of us truly study the law. However, we also do not break the law.
因为法律要求其实很低嘛，你只要照着常识去活就不会有问题。
Because the requirement of law is so low that if you just live based on your common sense, then you will not break it.
除非是有些稀奇古怪的哈，我们举两个例子哈。
Unless there are some really strange ones.
我们都在新泽西州哈，新泽西州有个法律说，如果你看到路上有一辆马车在行驶的话，你开车不能够超过它。
There's a law in New Jersey says that if you do see a horse chariot on the road, then you cannot drive past it.
那我们今天我们在聚会是在纽瓦克聚会。
And now we are meeting in Newark today.
纽瓦克有这个地方法律有一条叫做规定说，晚上六点钟以后就不能够在街上去买冰淇淋吃。
So actually, there's a local law in Newark that you are not able to purchase ice cream, after 6 p.m.
所以我们当中哈，不知道有人住在纽瓦克的哈，要稍微小心一点。
So you should pay attention if you live in Newark.
但是这个都是我们知道不当真的话，如果真正的严格的法律其实要求是很低很低的。
So actually strictly laws, actually their requirements are very low.
那比这个要求高的是道德，可是道德并没有强制的约束力啊， 只是靠人要靠着你的良心去维持的。
So actually, what's higher requirement is the moral. However, there's really no strict enforcement.
那现在这个我们叫做世风日下，我们想大家可以去体会，自己都有体会。
So you can feel that the morality becomes so much worse right now.
就这个罗翔哈，他也有介绍哈，他说其实他说这个犯罪原因从学术上讲有两种这个论点。
And this YouTuber mentioned that there are two reasons for commit a crime.
一种叫做自由意志论，就是说这个你去犯罪是你主动的，是你自愿的要去行使这个犯罪。
The first one is the free will theory, that is, you commit a crime based on your free will.
那另外一种叫做天生犯罪人理论，就是说这个人他不能不犯罪，因为他生下来就必须要犯罪。
So another theory is the natural criminal theory, that is, this man was born and he just could not help it, but he has to commit crimes.
有些人是说这个染色体啊，从基因的角度，也有说哦，这个身体上你看有个特征，这个某块骨头它长得特别突出，那这个人就是天生要犯罪的。
So some use this theory and they relate to chromosomes or even body deformity.
那曾经历史上哈也有那些也有律师还真的引用了这个哦，这个你看他长得就是这样子，但是他这个最后他律师的论点没有被接受哈，那个人还是被判刑了。
There were some lawyers use such theory, and however, such a theory was not being accepted.
那其实哈，我们不管是这个，就是我们可以很有趣的，我们可以对比一下。其实圣经上也有讲。
So very interestingly, we can also make a contrast as it's also being mentioned in the Bible.
那圣经上记载的第一起就是当神创造了亚当和夏娃，那么亚当和夏娃他们是人类历史上的第一次犯罪。
So when God created Adam and Eve, actually when they sinned, they were the first ones in human history commit crime.
很多人都听过这个，或者都知道一点关于这个伊甸园的故事哈。
So many heard the story of Garden of Eden.
那神说这个果子不能吃。结果他们就去吃了，那个就犯罪了。
God said that you should not eat the fruit thereof, and but they ate and they sinned.
这个是他们在运用神给他的自由意志，他们犯了罪。
So they were using the free will which God has given them, and they commit sin.
那然后呢？所有他们的后代，所有亚当和夏娃的后代，就是所有的全人类。就人人都犯罪，生下来就是有那个犯罪的那个因素在里面。
And all of their descendants of Adam and Eve, so they were born as sinners. They had a sinful nature.
只不过是说，这里面哈，注意是人人，我们没有说只有那个人那个骨头长得不对的那个人犯罪，不，每一个人都是犯罪，都有那个犯罪的天性。
So,We do not say it's only those with body deformity commit sin, but it's everyone sin.
那其实神的这个律法的这个神的法律哈，远远的高于人的道德。
So God's law far surpasses man's moral.
那神将他的这个律法哈，曾经托付给这个以色列人。
God has entrusted his law to the Israelites.
那这些律法就包括说，不光是我们刚刚讲到说这个关于人要如何过地上的生活，还要包括人要如何来敬拜神。
So the God's law did not only include how man should live out the life upon earth, but also include how man should worship God.
就刚刚我们没有仔细讲了，比如说受割礼，它也是当中的其中的一个要求。
For example, circumcision was one of the requirements.
那他就说，他对神的要求来说，如果你要守这些律法的话，你必须全部守，一条都不能犯。
So to fulfill God's requirement of the law that you cannot commit sin against any of the law of God.
而且触犯了这个神的律法, 惩罚或者你的代价就是死。
So when you are against the law of God, the result of the punishment is death.
那么来看就这个犯罪哈, 这个罪的本质其实哈, 不是说我们看说你造成多么大的伤害, 这个本质是说, 就是人不听话。
So actually the nature of sin is not that you do so many harmful things. However, the nature is being disobedient.
那是不是人是不是, 想想我们是不是天生都有这个特质, 就是不听话。
So do we, if we think about it, don't we, all of us are not obedient?
我想起来我在上初中的时候, 在有一天在一堂物理课上,
So I'm being reminded when I was in junior high school, I was in the physics class.
那天老师拿了一个盘子, 那盘子上撒满了这个铁粉。
So our teachers that they took a plate which was full of iron powder.
然后在下面放一块铁磁铁。
And beneath it, there was the magnet.
然后所有那些磁粉就会照着那个磁力线的方向排，整整齐齐的排列起来。
So all those iron powder were lined up based on the direction where the magnet moved.
然后那个老师说，好，我把这个盘子端下来到你们中间哈，让你们仔细的看一看。
So the teacher said, I'll bring the plate and let among you and you can see this clearly.
但是你们不可以拿嘴去吹它。
But definitely do not blow the powder.
那后来，你猜是哪一个学生真的吧？ 去吹了他呢?
So guess which student blew it?
是那个班级里面最调皮捣蛋那个学生吗?
Was it the one who was the naughtiest among the class?
不，是那个最听话、学习成绩最好、最受老师器重的那个学生。
Actually, it was the student who had the best grade and who the teacher liked the most.
我为什么会记得这么清楚?
Why did I remember it so clearly?
因为那个人就是我。
For it was me.
但是我们现在哈，我们就经常是这个做父母的，经常说，哎，抱怨我的孩子啊，他们实在是不听话。
So nowadays, many times, most of parents complain that children are not obedient.
难道这个人一长大了，他就能变成听话了吗？
So will it be when people grow up, then they become obedient?
还是同样这个人成年了，长大了。
Or it's the same one, but who just become grown up.
啊，有一天我在开车的时候，
One day I was driving.
我说那个开车我们都知道还要往右行，我一看，哎，今天四处无人，哎呦，我来逆向行车，我从左边开看怎么样嘛，我体验一下。
So we all know that we have to drive on the right lane. However, that day when I was looking around, I saw there was nobody on the road. So I was thinking, why don't I try to drive on the left side?
对，所以就是说哈，在圣经上有讲说，这个律法哈，我们都知道人是守不住的，但是律法是要显出人的罪来。So
we all know that man cannot keep the law, but the law is to reveal man's sin.
而且人是偏偏要对着那个，哎，你说不可以啊，哎，我就偏偏要试一试。你不说还好，你一说了，哎，我就要去做一做。And
men specially would like to be against it if you specify you cannot do it.
那现在我们人大部分还是蛮遵纪守法的，为什么？因为你怕的是那个罪的刑罚。So
right now, actually, most of us still follow and keep the law, do not break it, for because you are afraid of the punishment of the breaking the law.
那如果说今天说，虽然我制定了很多法律，但是这个法律没有刑罚呢，只是靠你自愿遵守就好了。So
if you think about it, even if they are laws, but let's say if those laws, there's no punishment.
那我们想想，我们今天那个街上开车情况会怎么样子？
Then let's think about what will happen when we are driving on the street.
但是这个不是假设，这个事情现在真的正在我们现在所处这个地上发生。
But it's actually happening now.
因为我听说在加州有一个规定说，你这个犯罪的金额如果不超过950美金的话，警察不愿意找你麻烦。
For I heard there's a law in California that if the amount of robbery or stealing is not exceeding $950, then the police will not take care of the case.
那后来就什么样子？发生了，我们叫做，现在网络上有个很流行的词叫做"零元购"。
So there's a very famous what's saying on the website called purchase without paying.
那就是，那他们是大摇大摆的到商店里面去拿他们要的东西，大摇大摆的走出去，没有人敢拦他们。
Those people very openly, they just steal and take away what they would like from the stores, and nobody is able to stop them.
所以我们就知道，人的罪性在这种情况下就彰显无疑了。
So we know that's the fully expression of man's sinful nature.
啊，你看这个圣经上的要求，神的律法要求这么高，而且惩罚就是死。
As you see, the standard of God's law is so high, and the punishment is death.
为什么人会怕地上这个罪的刑罚，而不怕这个天上神的这个惩罚呢？
So why would man afraid of the punishment of the law upon earth and not afraid the punishment of God in heaven?
那可能是我们对于这个神还不够了解。
So it might be because we do not really know God.
神制定了这么高的这个律法的要求，他不是故意要刁难人。
God has set up such high standard of law, is not trying to make things difficult.
而是因为神他是圣洁的，他不能够容忍一点点的罪。
For God is holy, he cannot tolerate any little thing.
神他又如此的爱我们这些罪人，他要给我们找一条出路。
And God so loves us sinners that he would like to find a way out for us.
所以这就是基督他后来道成了肉身来到地上。
And that's why Christ, the Word become flesh and came upon earth.
那主耶稣哈，他在地上，首先他成全了律法。
And our Lord Jesus upon the earth, first he fulfilled the law.
因为他说律法的一点一画都不能够废去。
For he said one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
所以没有地上没有一个人能够完完全全的能够实行神的律法，只有耶稣他做到了。
There's no one upon the earth can fully fulfill the law of God, but only Jesus fulfilled it.
所以你想一下，如果说他在地上，他也不能够遵行这些律法的话，就算他死在十字架上，他能够以有罪的身体来代替我们这个有罪的人，来偿还罪的要求吗？
So if Jesus himself, while he was upon the earth, if he could not fulfill the law, then what could he, if, let's say, if he could not fulfill the law and if he had sins, then could he pay the debt for us sinners?
感谢主啊，他完全无罪，而且呢，他完全的成全了这个律法，所以他代替我们死是完全有效的。
Thank the Lord that because he was completely without sin, and therefore he has fulfilled the law, and therefore it's completely fully effective that he died in our state.
那所以，因着这个，他偿还我们的罪，我们在神的面前，他神才称我们为义，不再看我们为罪人了。
For because he paid the debt of sin for us, and therefore before God, that when we are before God, and therefore that we are no longer sinners as God sees Christ.
还有第二个事实就是，基督他赐下了圣灵和新的生命给我们。
So the Second fact is that Christ has given us the Holy Spirit and new life to us.
所以我们今天凡是信他的人，我们有他的生命，有圣灵住在我们里面，给我们这个能力，使我们可以不再犯罪，也不受那个罪的捆绑。
So all of us who believe unto him, for with the Holy Spirit, we have the power that we no longer sin and no longer being bounded by sin.
这就是为什么刚刚我们读经文里面讲说，你如果还要靠着要去行律法称义，那是从恩典中坠落了。That's
why we read the Bible that if we through the Spirit wait for the whole righteousness, then we, if we still try to justify by faith, by law, then we've fallen from grace.
这就叫做捡起的那个芝麻丢了西瓜。
Then that's just like picking up the sesame and throw away the watermelon.
我们刚刚读经文里面，他有没有给我们指出了，我们怎么样才能够接受基督这个恩典，让他的义成为我们的义呢？
So the Bible we read that how can we accept the grace of Christ and let his righteousness become ours?
我们刚刚读的那个经文里面说，我们要靠着圣灵，凭着信心。
Which is by faith and through the Spirit.
就我们相信，相信他，接受他。
So we believe and accept him.
而且呢，我们靠着那个圣灵住在我们的里面，圣灵呢有能力，可以行那个，或者说有能力去做那个对的事情。
So through the Holy Spirit within us, we have the strength, we have the power to do the right things.
而其他的任何的，他说受割礼不受割礼，就是任何的宗教的这些仪式，都完全没有功效。So
circumcision or uncircumcision does not have any value, which is any kind of religious rituals have no value.
那到底什么是对的事？
So what exactly are right things?
我们继续往下读第七节。
So verse 7.
他说你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
You were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth?
我们怎么知道这个是对的还是不对的事情？就看看说我们所行的是不是遵行真理。
So if we see what's right and what's wrong, then we see that if we are obeying the truth.
什么是真理?
So why is the truth?
主耶稣自己说的，他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。Lord
Jesus himself says that I'm the way, truth, and life.
所以真理就是主自己。So
truth is the Lord himself.
他还说， 他说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。” For
he also said that if you often keep my commandments, then you are my disciples, and you should know truth. Truth should set you free.
所以如果我们晓得真理，我们就能够得到自由。
So if we know truth, then we are able to receive liberty.
我们刚刚也唱一首诗歌，叫做《耶稣昨日今日永不改变》啊，昨日今日明日。
We just sang the hymn that Jesus does not change yesterday, today, and forever.
这个真理，它是永不改变的，是绝对的真理。And
the truth is absolute; it never changes.
而我们现在，我们所处的这个我们的社会。 然后我们现在，现在我们最常受的教导是什么？我们要行什么？要所谓的叫做政治正确，对不对？
So in our society now, that what we often hear, we shall be political correct.
那政治，政治是最常变的。昨天是对的，今天就政治不正确了。
Talking about politics, it will always change. Yesterday might be right, but today is no longer right.
我们今天哈，尤其是在政治正确这个底下哈，很多的词汇都成了一个禁忌的用词，不能再说了。
So under political correct, that a lot of terms we use become something we cannot say any longer.
举个例子来讲。
For example.
说那个 pale 英文叫 spouse。
So we say spouse in English.
现在说要说是你生命中重要的那一位。
Now we have to say significant one.
对，我们都知道背后的原因是什么。
And we know the reason behind it.
还有失业。
And unemployment.
就对失业了。失业了，他现在不能说失业了，他说是在两份工作中间。
Now we no longer can say unemployed, we have to say between two jobs.
还记得吗？我们过去在中国是没有失业这个词的，只有叫待业这个词。
Back then in China, there's no such term as unemployment. Back then we just say that we're waiting for the next job.
对，那现在中国失业可是可以用了，但美国反而说不好用了。
And now we are able to say unemployment in China, however, now we cannot say it in the United States.
要我说啊，这个政治正确的最政治正确的一个术语，就是我们刚刚讲的那个零元购，才叫真正的叫做政治正确。
So, I would say that what's most political correct term is the purchase without paying term.
那刚刚讲的好像有点在搞笑，但是我真正的亲身经历了两件事情。
So, actually myself have experienced two things.
那我的工作我是这个编软件的哈，做程序的。
As I'm the programmer for software.
那当中有很多是跟我做一样的职业的。
As many among you also do the same as me.
我们写程式的时候有一个叫做这个原程序的这个分支代码管理哈。
As we write the programming, we have the source code control.
Yeah, 就 source control 哈。那个分支里面最主要那个分支，我们过去最常用的就是说大家习惯用的那个最主要那个分支，我们用 master 这个词。
So there are we used to say the term master branch.
那只是个技术用语，应该没有什么关系。可是有些人说不，这让人想起了那个 master 所对应的那就是奴隶，它的反义词。这个政治不正确。
As it's only a technical term, it should not be a matter. However, people say that the word master reminds us of slave. So therefore, this is politically incorrect.
那所以说要把这个从 master 改成那个 man 这个词。
So have to change the word master to man.
那如果说是一个新的代码，你叫做 man， 我说没有问题。但是你如果过去的代码已经用了 master， 非要改成那个 man， 什么意思？
So if it's a new source control code, then if we change to man, there's no issue. However, why do we have to change previously? Already used ones.
Yeah,
so if those political correct terms even influence our technical terms.
还有一件事情，就是我在公司开会的时候，有一天，哎，我发现那个公司的那个 PowerPoint， 那有其中有个 slides 上哈。
And when I was having a meeting in office, one of the slides in the PowerPoint.
他在讲这个女人呢，我看小学生都会拼嘛，怎么拼 ？woman。
So the spelling of woman W-O-M-A-N。
对，我们跟上姊妹拼出来了 W-O-M-A-N， 里面含有 man 这个词，男人这个词 ，no， 政治不正确。
As it include the word man， so therefore it's political incorrect。
他们写成了。W-O-M-X-N.
So it was written W-O-M-X-N.
所以哈，我们可以看到，这个是在地上发生的事情。
So those are the things happen upon earth.
但保罗哈，他对这种在搅扰人、不让人行真理的，他是非常的生气。他说这样子的人是可咒可诅的。
And Paul was so mad with those who disturb one from walking in truth, he said those shall be cursed.
我们刚看的经文底下，比如说在第十节里面哈，下半段他说，但搅扰你们的，无论是谁，必担当他的罪名。
For in verse 10, the second half is the one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty.
接着说，十二节里面就说，恨不那些搅乱你们的人，把自己隔绝了。
And verse 12, for those agitators, I wish they would go whole way and emasculate themselves.
所以我们现在知道，我们要行使自由，我们是要顺从真理。
So we know that in order to have freedom, we have to obey the truth.
那再往下看，我们说，那我们如何来行使自由呢？
So how can we have freedom?
How do we practice?
How do we practice freedom?
接着往下看，十三节说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
Verse 13, you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature.
总要用爱心互相的服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这句话之内了。
Rather, serve one another in love, for the entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as thyself.
所以我平时自由是不是去放纵情欲，反而是要用爱心去互相的服侍。
So to practice freedom is not to indulge the sinful nature, but to love one another and serve.
虽然神的律法要求很多，但是可以总结为一句话，叫做爱人如己。
Even though there are a lot of requirements of God's law, but all can be summarized in one word, which is love thy neighbor as yourself.
主耶稣自己讲，他说你们要尽心、尽性、尽力敬意爱主你的神，又要爱邻如己。
Lord Jesus himself said that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, that, and love your neighbor as yourself.
所以就其实就是总结全部的律法要求，就是爱神爱人。
So the conclusion of the entire law is to love God and to love man.
那爱神，因为神是看不见那个灵，你怎么爱他？其实爱神最后也体现在爱人上。
For God is the invisible spirit, so how do you love him? Actually, it's being expressed in love people.
那我们想想，我们能够做到爱人、爱别人，像爱自己那样子吗？
So let's think about it. Are we able to truly love others as we love ourselves?
上个月哈，我们有一位叫做 Clement Chen 的弟兄，他到我们中间，在
教堂上。Last month, a brother Clement Chen comes in the midst of us.
那昨天他也通过在线的方式跟我们有进一步的分享。
And yesterday he also shared with us more.
那上次他在我们中间的时候，他就讲了一个故事。
So he shared a story last time.
哦，这位陈弟兄啊，他是受神的呼召，他到尼泊尔去传教。
He went for mission and as he was being called by God to Nepal.
那去年哈，新冠疫情爆发了。
And last year because of the COVID-19.
在尼泊尔原来也有好多的各种各样的宗教慈善各样的团体。结果都纷纷撤离了。
So all those religious charities organization left in Nepal.
只有像这位陈弟兄一样的少数几位还留了下来。
So very few of them stay there, such as Brother Clement Chen.
他们发现好像那个时候，他发现说有两个难民营，大概一共有300个家庭。
So there were two refugee camps, about 300 families.
他们被联合国和政府都抛弃了。
They were being forsaken by UN and government.
他们还把他们的营地圈起来，不让他们这样子进出。
And also the government even enclosed up the refugee camp, did not let them to go out.
那所以他们最后粮食也用尽了，忍饥挨饿。
So they had no more food and was hungry.
那只有我们这位这 Clementine 这个弟兄，他想着要去给他们伸出援助的手，要进去帮助他们。
So only Brother Clement Chan thought of helping them.
即使这样子，政府还不答应，不让他们进去。这个申请了2周之后，才许可他们进去。
And even so, the government did not agree to let them go in. It was until after 2 weeks of application they were allowed to go in.
这群的基督徒，他们自己手上的资源都有限，可是他们为这批难民准备了3个月的粮食。
The group of Christians, their resources were even limited. However, they prepared 3 months of rice for the refugees.
而且他们所送去的那个粮食是最上等的粮食。
And what they prepared was the best.
因为他们想说，基督不是廉价的。
For they felt that Christ is not cheap.
因为基督他甚至把自己的生命都给了我们，是最好的。
For Christ has given us his life, that's the best.
那他们就真正的实践了什么叫做爱人如己。
So they truly practice love others as oneself.
当我听到这个他的这个故事的同一天，我看到另外一个故事。
And that same day when I heard this story, I heard another story.
这是在讲那个这个和珅和纪晓岚的故事。
It was the story of a corrupt officer of the Qing dynasty in China and also with another Chinese politician.
对，那刚刚怎么样讲，他们是清朝的哈，过去的事情。但这个和珅是历史上最大的贪污犯。
So this was actually the most corrupt officer among history.
那个纪晓岚就称为是清官，而且他好像是足智多谋，很有智慧的。
And there's another Chinese politician who is not corrupted and who's wise.
但是有一年哈，这个皇帝命令这个和珅出去赈灾。
And one year, the emperor asked this corrupt officer go for disaster relief.
就他把这个赈灾的这个粮食贪污了。
And
他和地方官员一起贪污。
Together with the local officers, they corrupted the rice for the disaster relief.
那这个和珅哈，他振振有词，他跟纪晓岚解释为什么他要这么做。
So this corrupt officer very reasonably explained to the not corrupt officer.
他说：“第一啊，这个灾民啊，不能够算人。”
So first he said that those victims were not. We should not say they were men.
Yeah, 他们是贱民。
They were lower end of people.
然后呢，第二，他说拿一斤粮食可以换三斤麦麸，那个麦麸是用来喂牲口的。结果他们拿那个麦麸去救济灾民。
And also, they use the wheat bran, which is for the animals, and they use the wheat bran to feed the victims.
但是他说啊，我拿一斤粮食可以换三斤，我不是可以救更多的人吗？
He said that this way, so more wheat bran can be bought compared to food, so they could save more people.
那他说第三点，他如果我不让这地方官员也贪一点的话，他们不会跟你合作了。你没有他们配合，你怎么能够真正的救灾呢？
And third point is that if he did not let the local governors also corrupt, then they would not cooperate, and therefore the disaster relief cannot be carried on.
那个能言善辩的纪晓岚被他说的还居然哑口无言，无法回答。
So this wise Chinese politician actually could not argue against it.
所以哈，这就跟我们刚前面讲的那个基督徒他是什么样的，行出来那个爱人如己啊，形成了鲜明的对比。
So this is such obvious contrast between Christians who practice love one as yourself.
这个爱从哪来？
So where did this love come from?
这个爱显然不是我们人的本性那个爱可以活出来的。
So this is not something can live out by our own nature.
这个爱我们前面有讲到是使人生发仁爱的信心，从信耶稣 生出来那个爱。
So this is the faith that works love, which is by believing unto Jesus and therefore have such love.
那个爱就是耶稣他自己的爱。
This love is the love of Jesus himself.
那么刚刚讲到说，不可将做这个自由当做放纵情欲的机会，那么看看放纵情欲会带来什么样子的后果。
And as we do say, do not let freedom become indulge the sinful nature. So let's see what happens when we indulge in our sinful nature.
接下来十六节说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能够做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
Verse 16, so I say that I live by spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under law.
过去在我们没有信主之前，其实人里面还存有那个良心。
So even before we believe the Lord, we still have conscience within.
相信很多人都有一样的感受，就是说其实你知道什么是对的，可是呢你说不出来，但是那些不道德肮脏东西，可是你偏偏就不想要做它。
You must have the same feeling that you know what is right, but you are not able to do them. However, with those immoral things, you actually do them.
现在圣灵来了，就更让那个对比的就更强烈了。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, then the contrast becomes even more strong.
圣灵告诉你，你过去想做那些事情，现在是不可以做的。
So the Holy Spirit tells you that the things you would like to do before, now you no longer shall do.
而且这个圣灵他能够引导你，他说就不在律法以下了，那实际上是说你在律法以上。
So the Holy Spirit, when led by the Spirit, you are not under law, you're actually above the law.
那就是说在过去哈，就是说这句话这意思就不是说我们就不在律法以下，不是说我们就不用再遵行律法了，而是说我们超越了这个律法。
As it says, you are not under law does not mean that we no longer need to keep the law, but you already start transcending the law.
在主耶稣曾经在一个山上教导他的门徒，我们称之为登山宝训，那么今天没有时间去讲那个。
As our Lord Jesus had the Sermon of the Mount, which is he was teaching to his disciples about the laws.
那里面主就讲了他的要求，就是说对门徒来讲说，你们要这样子这样子，你们不能够这样子这样子。
Back then, our Lord taught his disciples his requirements, that is what you should do and what you should not do.
我们去看看的话，我们就会惊讶说，哇，这个生命能够活出这样子是何等的美丽，可是怎么能可能做得到？
So when we read those, we feel that how beautiful is such life, but how can we fulfill them?
其中有一个可能是大家熟知的，即使你不信，你大概也听说过。
So one of those is what familiar by you, even if you are not a believer, but you must have heard it.
就是说主说，如果有人打你的左脸，你就把右脸伸过去让他打。
That is our Lord say, if someone will slap your left cheek, but also turn your right cheek.
你是不是有听说过这个说法？
Have you heard this?
你做得到吗？
Are you able to do it?
所以我们看见哈，这里面这个主的要求其实是大于神的律法的要求。
So we see the requirement of the Lord is actually far surpassing the requirement of God's law.
那神的律法又大于地上的所有的道德的要求。
And God's law is even greater than all the moral requirements upon earth.
那地上的道德大于地上的法律。
And the moral requirements upon the earth is greater than the law of the earth.
所以如果靠着我们自己怎么可能做得到，只有是 圣灵给你的能力，你就可以做到。
So how are we able to achieve that by our own effort? There's no way, but only by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们要快快的讲。那接下来的话，我们看十九节开始讲说情欲的事是都是显而易见的。
And start from verse 19, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious.
他说，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
So it's sexual immorality, impurity and depravity, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness.
你可能不见得说每一条你都对得上，但是有谁说这十五条我一条都没有碰过呢？
You might not do every one of them, but who is able to say that there's none of them I fit?
他说，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事的人必不能承受神的国。
I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
那我们刚刚所讲的是说，我们都是在地上怎么样子能够过一个靠着圣灵能够过一个更美的生活。
So what we mentioned were how we can buy the Holy Spirit and live our better life upon earth.
那其实这边还要讲到，其实哈，行这样行的人还可以将来要承受神的国，那个就是永恒的，在天上的那个我们常说的天堂。
And those who do this way in the future will inherit the kingdom of God, which is eternal in heaven.
那如果照着情欲而行的话，你就不可能承受神的国。
But if we walk by lust, then you will not be able to inherit the kingdom of God.
那对应的，如果是照着圣灵所结的果子是什么呢？从二十二节开始。
Start from verse 22. What is the fruit of the Spirit?
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
这样的事没有律法禁止。
Gentleness and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
这样的果子是不是很美？我们是不是非常有渴望说我们呢也有这样子的结这样子的果子？
Isn't such fruit so beautiful? Don't we have the desire to also bear such fruit?
而且这样子的事没有律法禁止。
And against such things, there is no law.
那么现在回到我们今天的讲的那个主题啊，如果你们曾经看过那个邀请卡的话，那个主题我们今天是讲不自由，无宁死。
So let's go back. If you have seen the gospel track, then today we'd like to talk about give me liberty or give me death.
那事实上我们用的是我选的这个英文叫做 to live free or die.
So the English I use is to live free or die.
那这个是新罕布尔州他们的州训。
This is a motto of the New Hampshire state.
那这个 motto 哈，这个 motto 是刻在了新罕布尔州的每一张汽车牌的那个牌照上。
So this motto is being engraved on each of the license plates.
这句话出自于在独立战争的期间哈，这个新罕布尔州最出名的一名将军，他的名字叫做 John Stark。
So this this live free or die is from the John Stark, a very famous general during the War of Independence.
那当然，他这个话其实是借用了另外一个说法，就我们刚刚前面也讲了，就是另一位人，他的名字叫做 Patrick Henry。
So actually he used another saying from Patrick Henry.
那他 Patrick Henry 的原话就是说 give me liberty or give me death.
So it's a give me liberty or give me death.
这个翻译成中文同样也叫做说不自由无宁死。
So it's the same translation in Chinese.
啊，这句话当然是非常非常出名，就是因为这句话，所以后来那个 弗吉尼亚州他们决定说他们要脱离那个大不列颠王国，他们也要加入到独立战争当中去。
And because of the saying, so therefore, Virginia decided to become independent from Great Britain and join the War of Independence.
那这句话其实哈，不光是说我们刚刚举的这两个例子，说不自由无宁死这个精神，在世界这个普世价值，在世界上其他的国家也经常有类似的表述。
So this spirit of live free or die also has the same value in a lot of different places in the world.
也包括我们中国。
Including China.
大家都会背吧？那首诗歌会背？会的，大家一起来，叫做“生命诚可贵，爱情价更高。若为自由故，二者皆可抛。”
So there's a famous poem which is life is valuable and love is higher, but if for the freedom, both can be thrown away.
那不自由无宁死，这是革命先辈们他们所追求的目标，他们愿意牺牲自己的生命，让他们的后人可以得自由。
To live free or die is actually a goal which those voluntary ancestors they pursue after. They would rather sacrifice their lives, but they would like to receive the true freedom.
他们真的做到了吗？
So did they truly accomplish that?
他们没有做到，因为每一个人都被律法捆绑，没有一个人可以真正的解放自己。
No, they did not accomplish such, for because each one is being bounded by law, and none of them can set themselves free.
只有一个人真正做到了，那就是耶稣基督。
Only one fulfilled this, which is Jesus Christ.
他在十字架上真正牺牲了自己，好叫所有信他的人可以得到自由。
Himself on the cross sacrificed himself, so therefore all those who believe unto him can receive freedom.
所以哈，在神的法则里面 ，live free or die 应该怎么样子来解读
？So how can we read this? How can we explain this in God's law about live free or die?
这是个选择，你要么选择生，要么选择死，而不是说我努力的要去得那个生。
This is a choice you make, whether you choose to live or to die. It's not that you use your own effort.
所以我们只要是相信耶稣已经完成了，我们接受这个事实，我们就能够享受他带来的红利。
If we truly believe that Jesus has already fulfilled all this, has accomplished all this, when we accept this fact, then we are able to receive the benefit he has brought to us.
不但得生，而且还可以生得自由。
Not only to live, but also live freely.
最后哈，时间很紧，最后要讲一个故事。
So at the end, I would like to mention a story.
这是我，从一个录音带上那个听来的哈。
So I heard this from a tape.
A cassette.
Okay.
那我们当中哈，如果有做父母呢，孩子还小的，我也建议你们。可以听这一套录音带。
So if any parents still have young children, I do suggest you can listen to this series of cassette tape.
它是给孩子的，叫做《睡梦乡》，听蔚蓝姐姐讲故事。
So that's for children's story, bedtime story.
Yeah, bedtime story. 对，那个时候啊，我们家里面因为某些缘故，我们经常需要外出旅行，而且那个一开车就开十几二十个小时。
Because back then our family often had to travel on the road, and it was a long road trip.
那我们就给我们孩子放这个，我们大人一起听，反反复复听了好多好多遍。
So we played this for our children, and also we listened together and for so many times.
这些磁带现在没有磁带了，但是你在网上还可以找得到这个录音啦，或者你可以购买了等等。
So there's no longer cassette tapes, but you can still find them online for the recordings and buy them.
所以有年轻的父母，我是推荐你们去看看。
So if there are any young parents, I do highly recommend this.
其实他有一个故事叫做《我不再是铁笼人》。
One of the story is called I'm no longer Iron Cage Man.
这是一个真实的故事，那个故事的主人公有名有姓，叫做洪正道。
So this is a true story. The main character of the story's last name is Hong.
他被这个毒品捆绑了14年。
He was being bonded by drugs for 14 years.
他是台湾人哈，那后来他被送到，如果在台湾来，大概都知道叫绿岛的地方，有个戒毒所，去那个戒毒。
So he was in Taiwan and he was being sent to Green Island Drug Rehab Center.
他以为自己好了，可以开开心心的回家，所以不再被这个毒品所这个困扰。
He thought he was okay and being delivered from the drug addiction, so he was able to go home.
但他回家之后，毒瘾复发，又重新吸毒。
But not long after he went home, the addiction started again.
但那个吸毒发作起来，就跟野兽一样。
So when the drug addiction happened, he was just like a beast.
所以他妈妈没有办法，建了一个铁笼子，把他关在笼子里面锁住。
And his mother had did not know what else to do, so enclosed him in an iron cage.
可是就这么一个人，他甚至可以把那个铁笼给挣开，自己再一次的挣脱出来。
But he was even able to break the iron bars and to come out.
那个毒品虽然暂时的让他那个过了那个瘾，可是他心里面挣扎，他心里面难受。
So even though after he had the drugs, maybe he fulfilled his satisfaction for the moment. However, he was so painful and sad.
对。那后来他又被抓回来，他妈妈再加固那个铁笼子。
So after he was being caught back, then his mother again strengthened this iron cage.
他的哥哥实在是不忍心看弟弟，难道要这样子被关在笼子里面关一辈子吗？
And his older brother really did not want his brother to be enclosed up in such cage for his entire life.
他哥哥后来听说在台北有一个可以，就是有一个叫做晨曦会的这样子一个戒毒的一个中心，是靠听耶稣接受耶稣福音来治毒瘾。
And his older brother later realized that there's a Dawn Operation Gospel Drug Rehab in Taipei that is through listening the gospel through Jesus to quit drugs.
他开始当然不相信，可是最后好像就是说死马当活马医，就送去了。
At first he did not believe it.But later on, because there was nothing else could help him, so he went.
在那个戒毒中心的那个牧师，他亲自的做见证说，我过去跟你们一样，都是这个瘾君子。
So the pastor in the rehab center himself testified that he was the same with everyone else under drug addiction.
是耶稣救了我。
It was Jesus who saved me.
所以现在他呼召说，现在你们这些有毒瘾的，你们其实很简单，只要说我愿意三个字就行。
So he called all those drug addictions, just tell them that it's very easy. You just say that I am willing.
我愿意接受耶稣做我的救主。
I am willing to accept Jesus as my savior.
耶稣能够救你，脱离这个罪恶，能够释放你。
Jesus is able to deliver you from such sin and to set you free.
洪正道，他这一次，他终于可以勇敢地说，我愿意这三个字。
So, Hong, finally, this time, he was very bravely able to say, I am willing.
那他果然就得了医治，十四年的毒品的这个捆绑没有了。
He was able to be completely healed, being there's no longer being bounded by the drug addiction for all those 14 years.
但是他后来用自己的亲身经历，还在这个毒品的这个捆绑当中呢，同样把耶稣介绍给他们，来帮助这些人能够从那个毒品当中走出来。
And he used his own personal experience to help even more of those same addictions to drug.
今天我们 我们的朋友们，我们可能不像洪正道这样子说啊，我们有吸毒这个现象。
So even though our friends today might not be like Hong that under drug addiction.
但是有没有别的类似这样子的捆绑呢？
But are you under any other similar bondage?
是醉酒？
By alcohol?
还是吸烟？
Or cigarette smoking?
是你的孩子？
Or your children?
还是你的事业？
Or your career?
还是金钱？
Or money?
还是游戏？
Or video games?
还是你的手机？
Or your cell phone?
我们可以看看我们生活当中有多少可以捆绑你呢？
We can see there are so many things in our life can bond us.
有没有想说我不能够再这样活下去了，我要有个新的开始。
Have you ever thought of that? I cannot live like this anymore. I need to have a new beginning.
那你能不能像洪正道这样子对着耶稣说我愿意？
Can you be like Hong and tell Jesus that I am willing?
那今天耶稣就会住到你的心里面。
And then today, Jesus will live in your heart.
帮助你解脱这一切的捆绑。
To help you to be delivered from all those bondage.
那我们下面做一个祷告，如果你愿意的话，你也可以在心里面，或者呀，不管怎么用哪种方式，你可以对着耶稣说我愿意。
Let's pray, and if you are willing, then in your heart you can use all kinds of ways to tell Jesus that I am willing.
主耶稣啊，
Lord Jesus,
我承认我是罪人。
I do confess that I'm a sinner.
因为我被世上各样的事情捆绑。
For because I'm being bounded by all kinds of things upon the earth.
虽然我知道有些事情我实在是不该做的。
Even though I know there are many things I shall not do.
可我确实是这样软弱，我没有力量挣脱。
But I am so weak and have no strength to be set free.
今天我在这里听说，我今天在这里听说你有那个大的能力，你可以带我走出这个困境。
And here today, I have heard that you have such great power that you are able to bring me out of such bondage.
主耶稣啊，我也想尝尝这个滋味。
Lord Jesus, I also would like to taste this.
我要对你说，我愿意，求你来救我。
I will tell you, I am willing. Please save me.
你是信实。
You are faithful.
我相信你必能够成就在我的身上。
I believe that you will accomplish this upon myself.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.